Let's see, we'll just skip item 8. We don't need to look at that. Item 8, consider and take possible action on renewal of contract with Siegel Consulting for actuarial services.
So the term of our actuarial services agreement with Siegel expired December 31st, 2014. Mm. So I've included proposed fees with them for the next few years. It's a 2.5% increase per year.
Should we have like options A and B and then subsets within them?
And should we have option A be 2% rather than 2.5%?
I saw the comment in the next to the last paragraph in Gail's memo that increase is partly due to inflation and partly due to the increasing complexity of Sosera's valuation.
No kidding.
Which they recommended.
I can't really see how we're more complex than anybody else. But. Yeah.
All right. I make a motion that we accept the staff recommendation and go with the contract that they're recommending.
Second.
Are you guys off the clock today?
Well, what is your rate? Is the rate of the old rate?
It's going to be a retroactive.
Yeah, really. It has to be, right?
I do have one question. When was the last time we did, since we've done some requests for proposals on various different services recently, when was the last time we went out for request for proposal, formal process for actuarial services?
I don't recall the last time. We have had an actuarial audit in the meantime.
And we did the audit.
The earthquake in 06.
Yeah, I don't recall.
So who's our longest standing member, is it?
I don't recall it either. I've been here since 03. So he's been our actuary since 03.
I think
so we're going on
the last time
11
was
years.
When we hired Siegel, which would have been 02 or something.
What was our actuary
but
when you
we
worked
We did
for
do
who
an
was
actuarial.
Mercer and Caroon.
Yeah. I mean, Paul had been our actuary when he worked for Mercer, too, so before he went to Siegel.
So we haven't voted yet. There's a motion and a second.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Extension. Motion carries.